Greetings. Welcome to the Cape Lead Podcast, the Cape Lead Revolution. This is Chachi, and I'd like to welcome y'all to hopefully a very happy and blessed 2024. Man, my podcasting has been sucking. I'm trying to get back after this, but when you're trying to hold down a 9-to-5, you've got three kids, especially with a three-year-old, you know, working, putting some stuff together. It's absolute whirlwind, but I do love this. This is very nice. So again, I'm going to try and do my best to get back to y'all, but it's just crazy how life packs a punch. So again, I hope this finds you well. I hope everything is going your way, and I hope we're ready to get back into some of our exploration of leadership. And the stuff that I want to talk about today, I think I've mentioned again and again and again, and as I've talked through the years, and I've been doing this since, 2018, so this is going on my, sixth year? As far as this goes, the last 2 years have been ridiculously and sadly anemic as far as my ability to get out to my office and podcast. But what I wanted to say is, as I go through this, as I'm building out my leadership consulting stuff, and you know, going around teaching is my absolute passion, and it's been great. And so, at the end of 23, I've teamed up with the senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, number 3, SEAC retired John Wayne Troxell. You know, he and I have been doing this for about 2 years now, and partnering up and putting some stuff together, and just really trying to take a bite out of this evolved understanding of leadership. And so, you know, we were out in December teaching at Luke Air Force Base here, and the reviews were great. The engagement was great. And again, the purity of focus, you know, the understanding, you know, some of just the nonverbals of people following along and or talking about some of the concepts that we do in a way that people haven't heard before, or they haven't necessarily peeled that onion or kind of pulled that string and let some of these concepts unravel a little bit. And so it's just really awesome. And heading out here week after next to go to Robins Air Force Base in Georgia for John and I, again, to teach to people there at Robins. And again, the same type of stuff, but you know, it's just, you hear it a couple different ways, or maybe you just get to hear it one time and that time makes sense to you. And I may have said this, you know, a podcast in the past year or two. And as I'm sitting here in retirement and trying to stay in shape, and I want to, just because my kids are 18, 9, and 3, you know, here in retirement, very easy for me to just sit and get fat and lazy, and I work remotely, so I'm home a whole lot. But I really want to be active, and I want to be with my, you know, 3-year-old and like get around the ground and play and do all that fun stuff. And so I'm still trying to find an active lifestyle, but I'm still trying to enjoy retirement at the same time. So whether it's traveling and food and drinks and whatever, it's just absolutely amazing. So you know, I'm a little bit less, or a little, just maybe 5 pounds heavier than the weight I was when I retired, which is good, but it's still a constant struggle for me as I put some of this through. And so, you know, you kind of hear it said in a couple different ways, right? And that's kind of the point I was getting at, is like, sometimes you can hear the same message, but then you hear it just one way that just makes it just super impactful to you, because you hear it said, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. And I've heard that for years, and that was fine, you know. But and then at the same time, my wife had said it to me because she'd heard it. And for whatever reason, this same concept explained so simply is just, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I don't know why that way of hearing it, right, was so impactful to me. But I think that's some of the response that John and I are able to get when we go around and talk and teach and talk about some of these concepts. And so as I'm sitting here, as he and I have continued to talk and collaborate, put stuff together, as I continue to do my own research on leadership or the practical application or evolved leadership in a contemporary American or world society, or debunking some of the archaic military concepts that I believe the military has to let go of, just kind of putting all this stuff together, you know, just been absolutely wonderful. But then it always comes down to this, right? And so for those of you who may not know, I also work at Black Rifle Coffee Company as their director of philanthropy, and you know, running all the plans, processes, and programs to facilitate everything that they do to give back to veterans, first responders, and conservation efforts, you know. And so you know, I'm able to do a ton of that, which is great, and I absolutely love it. But I was working for the co-CEO at the time, Tom Davin. And Tom Davin is a prior Marine, like MBA from Harvard, like true business pedigree, working at 5-Eleven, like amazing type of things. And so, It's been really fun working for like a real pedigree type of CEO over this year and, you know, getting to work with him and him mentoring me on how I distill my information, how I put together the briefs, the slides, how a CEO needs to be communicated with. They don't need to be in the weeds, but they need to have a generalized understanding. They need to make sure that I'm aligned with what they want to do. So it's just been this amazing exercise in getting conversations down to the bare bones to put it together. And so as I was preparing to brief my strat plan for the year 2024, you know, he's like, Chachi, he goes, just, you know, if you have an hour to brief, I need you to always be thinking about what do you want to pass to somebody if you only have 10 minutes? And that in and of itself, again, that simple trick like really helps like push all that stuff together. And as I've been thinking about it, and you've heard me tease about writing my books and getting the understanding of expectations out there. But again, like if I had to tell people, if I have 5 minutes to give people leadership tips, right, that they can't find anywhere, I would legitimately tell them two things. It was like, number one, you need to understand how you define leadership. And the second part of that is you need to stop thinking in terms of information and you need to stop thinking in terms of information and start thinking in terms of expectations, right? We're not passing information. We're not communicating expectation. We're leading expectations. We're not managing expectations, right? Because that sounds reactive. It sounds like you're adjusting to an expectation. Maybe that's already out there. But again, just a simple word shift of leading expectations changes the dynamic of that oh so wonderfully. And so that's some of the stuff that I think we're going to be talking about here starting beginning of the new year, because realistically it comes down to those are the two foundational concepts that I want people to be thinking about all the time. There's a third one, and I'm not quite sure if I'm going to put this inside the third book, but it's kind of the ABCs stuff. For any of you who have ever seen the movie Glengarry Glen Ross, or if you're in sales in any way, you are always heard the ABCs, right? Always be closing. And that's fine, which is absolutely rad. But realistically, in a leadership sense, you have to have your own ABCs, like always be caring. Because if you don't care, the people are gonna know it, right? If you don't care, no matter what you do, even if you have the right processes, if you will treat it like an assembly line. You will treat it like a checklist, and in half a second, probably not even that much, the person on the other side of the table, the person on the other side of the conversation, they're going to feel it and they're going to write you off automatically, right? So what we're going to do starting off here probably in the next podcast is talking about what we do to understand these three, we'll just call them three right now. And again, don't know if ABCs will make that first book, but we'll talk about our fundamental concepts that we need to do for leadership with number one, defining leadership, number two, looking through the lens of expectations, and then number three, always be caring. Now, the cool part about all of this is that this is at a bare minimum complementary to every leadership book you have out there. You know, and you know, one of the most impactful ones to me is Simon Sinek, right? So Simon's Start With Why, Leaders Eat Last, Infinite Game. I've read all three of those multiple times. You know, I've bought into some of the online courses that he does. And again, just phenomenal things. But here's the thing. Have we ever asked ourselves why? Why is important? And I believe I've mentioned this on this podcast before. But why is important, because without even trying, you have in some measure some vague understanding of how you think something is going to turn out. If you're asked to do a task and you don't know why, right, you don't know what the expectation is. You don't know the expectation for how this task was generated. You don't know the expectation of the outcome, right? You don't know any of that. And so this goes back to other concepts to where, you know, people don't jump to conclusions. All right, that to me is now a misnomer, because people just naturally, like the human brain is hardwired, and I believe I got this from Daniel Kahneman, like the human brain is hardwired to make sense out of the nonsensical, right? If you only see two dots, dot Alpha and dot Zulu, and you need to connect the dots, you're gonna draw a straight line from Alpha to Zulu. And that's fine. You're not jumping to conclusions, but giving the information that's available to you, you're going to connect those dots. But if you don't see dots Bravo through Yankee, that may be just scatterplot all over the place to do whatever, and you don't know where those is. Like you can't draw a line to them if you don't know that they're there, if you don't know that they exist. And so you're happy to connect the dots in whatever pattern that makes until you eventually get to dot Zulu, where you probably have a big jumbled squiggly line mess, clover leaf, you know, weird road intersection thing all over the page there of 26 different dots going from Alpha to Zulu. And then you can see the complete picture. But that doesn't mean that before you could see those other dots, when you connected Alpha directly to Zulu, that wasn't wrong, right? So people do this inherently. So the why is important. They want to know why they're doing something, because without even trying, they're building their own internalized, you know, air quotes here, expectations. Now, it's through this podcast, through my studies, through this learning that I've realized that expectations in a generic sense is how strongly we feel about an event or an action occurring. Right. But again, as if you listen to this before, you've heard that there's at least four subtle steps to this, right? To where it goes from hope to anticipation, hope, assumption, anticipation, and then expectation as it builds, as we gain more and more information about said topic or event, and or we're able to analyze our past experience with that said topic or event. And so, we're going to spend some time over these next few days talking about all this. And again, as it pertains to, you know, understanding our definition of leadership and why leaders, you know, seem hollow or fake. Then we're going to talk about, again, kind of reemphasize, because it's been a while, right? We'll kind of put this back out there for probably an expanded understanding of expectations and how they apply in our daily lives. And then lastly, what we can do to understand the concepts of always be closing. So, welcome to this first podcast, kind of this small series, just the intro to the foundations, or the new foundations of leadership, as it were. And really excited to take this journey with you over the next few weeks. So I hope this finds you well. I hope you're having a great time. I hope your leadership journey is filled with amazing successes and hopefully some good learning moments with some struggles and or failures that have helped you grow along the way. I don't wish you ill, right? But I do wish you for the strength to get through those things so you can be better at the back end of it. So thank you for tuning in. As always, if you're new to the podcast, thank you here. Y'all can always reach me. And you know, I put my phone number out there. You can text me 602-621-0821. You can email me Chachi, C-H-A-C-H-I at capelead.com. Or you can find me on Instagram at Chachi Pachesa, last name P-A-C-H-A-S-A. I'm on Twitter at Tim Pachesa. And you can find me on, I've got the Cape Lead Facebook page as well. But again, we can't get these conversations right if we don't have the conversations. So I appreciate your time, man. And I look forward to seeing you again. We'll catch you here next time on the Cape Lead Revolution. And as always, this is Chachi reminding you to educate, anticipate, and dominate. We'll see you soon, folks. Cheers.